Theodore, the manager of the Paradise Hotel, told a middle-aged couple that they would have to leave the hotel after just one night. The couple, visiting from Texas, had booked a room for 8 nights. They wanted a sterile environment, Theodore said. They should have rented a room in a hospital, maybe an operating room. This hotel is clean, but it isn't that clean. Theodore said that on the very first day, the couple brought all the sheets, pillowcases, and bedspreads down to the main lobby and just dropped them next to the front desk. They stood there next to this pile of bedding while other guests looked, pointed, and murmured. The hotel got 3 cancellations within the hour from people who witnessed this strange event. When Theodore asked the couple what the problem was, they said that their bedding was filthy and they wanted it replaced. The couple could not identify any specific filth on the bedding. The wife just said, "We're paying good money to stay here. How dare you doubt us? We know the filth is there. That's all the proof you need." Theodore called room service, and the bedding was replaced immediately. Early the next evening, however, the couple marched to the front desk again and demanded 7 cans of spray disinfectant. "We need a can for each night. We have to spray the phone, the TV, all the door handles, the toilet handle, the shower stall, the faucet, the sink, and any hotel staff entering our room." Worried about what their demands might be in the following days, Theodore politely suggested that a hotel more suitable for them was just around the corner. He then called ahead to reserve a very clean room and gave them free transportation in the hotel limousine. "They seemed surprised that I suggested a different hotel, but they liked the idea that I didn't charge them for the second day."
"And they really liked the limousine service," said Theodore.